Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus will fix it. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome to our evening show, Your Fix It Six. I'm your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Glory to God. We want to thank, as always, all our listeners, not only here in America, but throughout the world. Amen. Germany, England, Paris, France, Africa, wherever you may be at, we thank you and we pray for you, you and you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to thank you for your support. Thank you for just tuning in each and every Monday night to support us and all the other shows that we have on MCI Ministry Radio. We really, truly love you with agape love, and we say thank you honestly from the bottom of our hearts for your support. Amen. Before I do anything, I just got to pray because I want to really start this lesson. Amen. It's really been burning up in me for the last few days, amen, and I just don't want to leave anybody out, and I don't want nobody to miss anything, but please bear with me, amen, glory to God. Father, we thank you already for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for clearing the pathways, God, for our steps, for our footsteps, God. We thank you for clearing the atmosphere, God, so we can breathe, so we can speak, so we can think of the things of you, so we can walk and do the things of you. We ask you to bless each and every home, God. Bless those that are on the front line, God, that's supporting and fighting, God, fighting this virus on today, God, fighting to save others' lives, God. Father, impart in them healing desires. Impart in them the power of healing right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to rebuke every spirit of fear, God, any spirit of doubt right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just ask you to blow a healing wind throughout the world, God, and have your way, God, because we know that you're still in charge and you still sit on the throne. Amen. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. This is it's really I've been really sitting back and I've been praying and I've been thinking and I've just been asking God more so about me, you know, because of this epidemic. Everybody's either locked in or those that's on the front line are fighting so hard they have nobody holding them up and they're doing everything in the natural. I don't know, maybe some are doing it in the spiritual, maybe some are praying, amen, glory to God. But I think about all the businesses that, you know, the people that went out of business, they had to shut down their business, and they, you know, they can't work, they have to do the things that they have to do to survive. Amen, glory to God. But I just want to say to the Christians, and if you're not a Christian, you stick around long enough, you will be. Amen, glory to God. We can't afford to shut our business down because we're in the soul-saving business, and we can't afford to. I'm not telling nobody to get up, jump out, and run out in the street and just try to know. That's not what I'm saying. We got to use wisdom. But I'm saying we have to use the resources that God has given us, these internets and these conference lines and these everybody's preaching live and teaching live. We all should get together and just have a big old prayer meeting, whatever it takes. I'm saying all this to say, just like this global disease is destroying lives, we're in the global saving business. We as Christians, God has given us a global vision to save lives. Amen. And I'm not going to keep on elaborating, but I'm going to go to the book of Matthew. We're going to start at chapter 28. Amen. We're going to go through 18 right on through to 20. And we're going to, most of my focus is going to be on verse 19. Amen. I'm going to try to read this out of the NIV, the New King James Version, because I don't want everybody to know where I'm reading this information from and where I'm getting it from. Amen. Chapter 28. Hallelujah. And we're going to start at verse 16. Amen. And we'll go right on through. It says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you even to the end of the age. Amen. Glory to God. Now, if you're wondering, and those scriptures, that scripture, those verses right there, if you ever wondered what God wants us to do with our lives, those verses that we read right there should paint like a real picture, a real clear picture for us. Amen. Because the Lord commands, now listen, the Lord commands everyone who commits to follow him to teach all nations. Now, he don't tell everybody. Those of us who commit to follow him, commit, obey his commandments, trust in him. Amen. Those who believe and walk and fast and pray and forgive. Those who are committed. Amen. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Those of us who are committed, real fast, go with me to the book of Proverbs real fast. Amen. And we're going to read, just go with me to the book of Proverbs. Amen. You know where I'm going at. Yes. Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go with me to the book of Proverbs. Yes, God. I want to show us something. real quick. Hallelujah. I want to read something real quick. Now, Proverbs 5 through 8, read. Now, this is what it takes. This is part of the commitment. This is part of the commitment to be committed. Amen. Those of us that are committed to God, amen, to follow him and to teach the nations, our vision is to be global and our eyes are to be on reaching the world for Christ Jesus. But one of the things about being committed, we have to trust God. And yes, there's many scriptures are talking about trusting God, but this particular scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Those are some instructions that he has just given us. Amen. Those in that particular scripture, you know, we have to trust God. Listen, without a shadow of a doubt, when things are bad, we have to trust God. Because when we're trusting God, when we're down and things at our worst, you never know who's watching you. So if people are watching you when things are crumbling and your mountains are getting bigger and your valleys are getting deeper, but people are watching you just stand strong. People are watching you stand strong on God's word. People are watching you trust and believe in God, and they don't lean on your own understanding, but they're watching you trust in God. They're seen to follow you a little more than they would if they seen you fall apart, or if they seen you woesy me, or if they see you complaining and arguing and screaming and doubting and getting ready to throw in the towel. You know, I can't deal with this. And people are watching you. We can't afford to even speak those things out of our mouths when things are going on in our own life, because somebody's watching you and watching us for strength. They're watching us for leadership. They're watching us for encouragement. They're watching us to find a way out of their own dark place. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I'm just trying to help myself and others to get an understanding that we have an assignment, that we have a global vision, that God has a global vision for us. And it's not just our neighbor. It's not just around the corner. It's a global vision for us that God has that we have to fulfill, because God wants this fulfilled. Amen. I'm going to go to Psalms 37. I want you to go there with me real quick. I have scriptures on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to read some scripture. We're going to stay where we at because we're going to finish this. But I'm just trying to give out a couple little ingredients of what it to be committed to God's plan and not our own plan. Amen. Glory to God. Psalms 37, I'm going to start at verse 4. Amen. It says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Now, what is your desire? It's none of my business, but if we on a global vision ministry and we're trying to save souls and we're trying to bring people closer to Christ and we're trying to live the best Christian life we can have, our desires should be more of God. Our desires should be more wisdom, not a Cadillac. Our desire should be more power, not a brand new house. Our desire should be this, Lord, save somebody else. Lord, give me the wisdom and understanding of how to reach your people for your glory. We got to start realizing that it's the power of God and not the power of the engine in your Escalade that's going to save a soul. It's the power of God that's going to bring sunshine in somebody's life, not your 15-room mansion. Amen? It's the joy and the love of the Lord that's going to bring happiness and peace of mind to someone, not your big bank account. Hallelujah. It's not about the stuff we have, but it's the stuff that God has imparted in us that we don't use. You know why? Because that stuff, we stuff it away. That stuff, we stuff it away because we're too busy looking for other stuff for us and not realizing that we're in a business that we can't afford to allow it to shut down. Amen? We have to commit our way to the Lord and trust also in him, and he shall bring us to pass. Amen? He shall bring us to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I just thank you, Jesus. I just thank you, Jesus. I just thank you, Jesus. And like I was saying, to follow him is to teach all nations. Our vision is to be global. Our eyes are to be on reaching the world for Jesus. Like Apostle Callum McNeil just always said to us, this thing bigger than us. This thing is not about us. It is bigger than us. It is bigger than our imagination can ever go. God has raised us up and brought us out of the darkness for a reason. Because, oh, I'm going to get into that. I don't want to go above myself. Amen. Hallelujah. But obeying such a command may seem beyond our reach. And in fact, it is. But guess what? If we keep in mind that it's not beyond the Lord's reach. See, it's not us doing it. It's God doing it. It's the Holy Spirit doing it. It's the wisdom of the Lord, the power, the grace, the mercy of God. He's doing it. He's just using us. But we got to open up and let him in and use us the way he wants to use us. We can't say, oh, I want to go to Paris and be an evangelist in Paris. But he needs you right down here on New Street. See, we can't pick and choose the battles. We can't pick and choose the country, the city, the place, the day, the time, the hour. Nope, we can't do that. We have to be open to receive directions from Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It is not beyond God's reach. Jesus promised to be with us as we begin, even in the smallest way within our own sphere of influence, to affect positive change in the world, not for us, but for him. Things we do is supposed to do for Christ. So how effective are we? How much of ourselves are we going to do this for Christ, the one who died on the cross, the one who went through everything he went through, the spitting, the gnawing, the beating, the lies, the deception, everything he went away for? You know, the one thing that keeps going in my mind is that 40 days and 40 nights in that wilderness, we don't even know what he had to go through in there. Fighting the enemy off and, you know, just watching and fighting and praying and watching and fighting and praying. He did all those things. He fought so hard so he can walk his destiny so we can live everlasting life. So we got to give ourselves of ourselves so someone else can get the promise. Hallelujah. It is not beyond God's reach. Listen. Jesus promised to be with us. He promised that. And as we begin our walk, we have to begin it with Christ, go in it with Christ, and to the end with Christ. Amen. And now, if you like to have your vision expanded, you know, everybody got their own vision. Well, you know, I'm going to pray about this. I'm going to ask God. Well, he showed me the way that he would like for me to go, or which way he want me to begin, for me to teach all the nations. Pray about changing your attitude. Amen. Being more of a positive force at work, spending more time influencing lives of your children or of persons who doesn't yet know the Lord, or even participating in a short-term and long-term ministry trip. See, we always want to say what I got to go to the God to see how he want me to do it. But there's some things in you the reason God ain't allowing us to do the things that we think we want to do in our heart, because there's some things in us that we haven't even given up to Christ yet. You know, we want to go on these big trips and be this big evangelist and this big pastor with mega churches, and we want to do all these things. But do you want to do them for the glory of God, or do you want to do it because that's something you want? God might not even have that in the plan for you. Your plan might be on the corner of that little 15 people church singing every Sunday, Wednesday, and morning, and Wednesday evening, Friday evening, and Sunday morning. That's what God got you at. Because guess what? He has anointed your singing to do some delivering. He has anointed your singing to do some healing. He has anointed your singing to bring people unto him. And when you get unto him, he does the work. But we always think we got to be the pastor, we got to be the bishop, we got to be the apostle, we got to be no. We got to wait and allow God to, we got to be who God say we are and let him do the elevating. Amen. Let God do the elevating. I just want to read, I'm going to read verse 19 again. It says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and in the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. All right? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to go with me, hallelujah, to the book of Mark. Amen. And we're going to go to chapter 16. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm gonna start at verse 15. Amen. Hallelujah. If it's okay, I started 14 to give you the whole picture. Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. Now these are the people who walked with him. They still didn't believe the people. See, that's the thing. They didn't believe the people. Say, we've seen Jesus. He's alive. You lying. You know what I mean? I just seen Sister Magdalene just heal some man who just got hit by a car. I just seen her lay hands on him and speak the word of God to him, and he got right up. You need to stop taking that stuff. You ain't seen. See, there's the doubt there. And guess what? It's other Christians that's doing the doubting. Because you believe one thing, if a non-believer see you lay hands on somebody that they know that just got shot, and you speak life to them, and they get back up, they want to know who you is. They want to know, hey, how you do that? But the church folk, you know why they really get mad? Because God didn't use them. And you know why God ain't used them? Because of their funky attitude. Because we're trying to steal his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And say, after he had risen, and he said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, not some, not the rich, not the famous, every creature, not just black, not just white, not Hispanic, every creature, not just tall, not just short, not just bald, not just hairy, every creature, not skinny, every creature. And said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. Amen. But guess what? But he who does not believe will be condemned. Wow. What are we doing to stop the individual from getting condemned? Because, see, we can go teach, and they may doubt, but it's our job to continue till they see the light, so they won't get condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. Not by yourself. In his name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with what? New tongues. They will take up what? Serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. Corona cannot hurt you. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. We, those of us who are allowed, should be going to the hospitals, to the old folks' home. Those on assignment now, I'm not saying get up and do that. I'm saying if you know that is what God is telling you to do, and you've been lackadaisy in it, and you ain't been doing it, the Bible just told me, I will raise them up to lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. He just told me you will be able to take up serpents, and if you drink anything that's poisonous, it will not hurt you by no means. but are we getting to go know God like that so we would be able to do that? See, that's the problem. We can't do that on our own. We have to get to a place in Christ to know that he is now empowering me with that kind of healing power. Because we are having conversations now. I'm spending time with God. He's giving me direction. He's telling me where to go. He's telling me who to heal. He's telling me what to say. And I'm being obedient. But it cannot happen on our own. We got to get up and do the work in Christ first, and then allow Christ to do the work in us so we can go out and do the work in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go with me. I got one more, and I'm not going to be long, but I'm just trying to get something out there. And maybe it's for me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just doing it because I feel I'm not doing enough. But I know this has been in my spirit. I know this has been in my spirit. And I believe that God wants us to get up and do a work. There's some of you now that had to work in hospitals and go in hospitals. I pray your safety. I pray your strength. And get before the Lord and ask him for those same powers. Because guess what? If you're in those hospitals, you see sick people. You see dying people. Lord, what do you want me to do? Before I get there, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because sometimes God won't say nothing until you get there. He'll direct you to a room. He'll direct you to a person. But are you spending enough time with God to get the information? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Chapter 24, and I'm going to start at verse 44. Walk with me on this. Amen. Then he said to them, I'll give you a few seconds. Hallelujah, just to let you get there, because I'm a little slow. Hallelujah. Luke 24, chapter 44. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 24, verse 44. Then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Now all that's going to come to pass. It's coming. It has to be fulfilled. Amen. Then he said, and he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. So that means you have to get in the word to get the scriptures. You have to get in the word for yourself to get the scriptures. You can't have nobody just tell you anything over the pulpit and you don't go back in and find it for yourself. You can't have nobody just tell you nothing over the airwaves and you can't go back and find it for yourself. Well, where is that scripture at? Well, I didn't see that. What book you said that was in? You got to ask questions. Amen. Hallelujah. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary. Guess what now? For Christ to suffer. It was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem, and you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with the power from on high. Tarry until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. When you in that place, in that city, in that hospital, on that job, in your house, wherever, tarry in that place until the Holy Ghost. We got to follow directions. We got to follow instructions the way Christ Jesus has given them to us. We just can't go on our own. He's just given us the way he wanted done. That's the way it should be done for it to be effective. Amen. We want God's work and his power to fall upon us. We don't want to go in it on our own. We have to trust God. We have to get back to the old ways of trusting God. Going in the Bible, opening up, reading the Bible. Bible, finding out what God is saying to us, to you, to me, to I. Lord, now you're saying it to me. Am I supposed to give it to somebody else, or is this for me? Am I supposed to read this for somebody else, or is this for me? Because the more of him that we get, the more of him we can give away. See, I see people don't want to do that. Oh, I got it. They got to get it themselves. They got to get in there and get it themselves. I got it. I go in there and got it. Listen, that's not the way it is. If God is teaching us something, it's just like when you went to school. Everything you learned, you're using it again in your everyday life. You use math, you use reading, you use history to get you through the day. Amen. We got to get back to the place where we have that understanding and we are following what God wants us to do, not what we want to do, not what Matthew wants to do, not what Pastor McNeil wants to do. I have to get back to that place where I'm doing and know I'm doing it. Not only doing what God wants me to do, but doing it the way he wants me to do it. Amen. We got to get back to that place, because if I step out the will of God, I'm going to hinder someone else's life. I'm going to mess up somebody's life. Amen. We're going to have a quick break and we'll come back.
We worship you in the Spirit.
Lift your hands and worship him.
We worship you in the Spirit.
We worship you in the truth.
We worship you in the truth.
That's what we're here today to do, Lord.
Yeah.
and don't let the lights and smoke fool you. Oh, don't let it fool you. Oh, that's just things to compel them to come and to draw them. But it's the anointing that destroys them, yoke, and that's what's here right now in the building. Oh, I dare you to just reach up right now. There's deliverance in the house. I feel chains falling off. I hear the chains in the spirit. I hear them in the spirit. They're falling off. And the very power of God is coming into your life. And transformation is coming. I'm speaking of things.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. Hallelujah. You on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just want to bring some announcements to you today. Praise God. God, hallelujah, welcome. And just letting you know, praise God, that we appreciate you. We appreciate your sacrifice. We appreciate your love. We appreciate your support. Amen, hallelujah. And this time, join us on Monday night at 6 p.m. at Your Fix at 6, amen, with no other than the one and only, amen, Pastor, keeping it real, McNeil. Glory to God, where love is flowing, amen, glory to God, and he is really keeping it real. And don't forget, amen, hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. I will be on the air, amen, Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. Be prompt. Don't forget, amen, to set your clock. Thanking God, amen, for you, you, and you. And we just added another one, y'all. Friday night, fresh fire Friday. Come on, hallelujah, 7 p.m. Praise and worship, amen, and inspiration, amen. Different artists, we're just going to keep playing some music, keep on believing God, keep on trusting God. And I'm telling you, it's going to be such an uplifting. And don't forget, amen, on Sunday morning, because right now, y'all, we cannot go to the church house, but we can bring the church to you at Mount Carmel International Church, amen, 9 a.m. on Sunday service, amen. And I don't know, y'all, but it might be a surprise to you. But what can happen is, amen, I can come forward, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil or Pastor Matthew McNeil. He will be coming forward, either or, but we will be there, and we're going to bring the church to you. And if you'd like to be a blessed amen to MCI Ministry Radio, you may do so with your support to the kingdom of God. Amen. We do have a Cash App, praise God, and it's $ anointed, meaning A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222. I'm going to say it again, y'all. Come on now. Because we want to be able, amen, to bless the kingdom of God. It is $ A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222, amen. Your tithes and your offering goes to your church, praise God, hallelujah. And if you need some information from us, praise God, you may do so, amen, at 302-883-9799. And you know what? I want everyone to be blessed. Know that God loves you. God hears you. God believe in, yes, Holy Spirit. God loves you, y'all. Amen. Praise God. So be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. This is MCI Ministry Radio, and we love you, and we love you, and thank you so much for being here with us on today. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to thank Dr. Carolyn McNeil, First Lady of MCI Ministry Radio, for doing our announcements on this week, on this episode. Amen. Glory to God. Your time, I may not be able to finish this, so please, if I don't, please come back on next Monday if we need to. And I think we will have to finish this, because I think this is such an important lesson, and I thank God for laying it in my heart. Amen. And I just wanted to, you know, it's just a question. Why do you think it is important? You know, just answer to yourself, you got to answer me. Why do we think it's important for us to share our faith in Christ to those who don't know Christ? You know what I mean? That's just a question that I'll ponder on myself a lot of times, and I have my own answers of why it is important, and I think we need to remember the importance of sharing the faith with those who don't know Christ and those who have backslidden and those who do know Christ but just ain't feeling it and seem like they're waving to the other direction for us to pull them back in. Amen. And there's a lot of reasons, and I can't get into all of them, but I will try to give us some, amen, because to me these are like some of the compelling reasons for sharing our faith in Christ, and they're scriptures, and that's why I believe it, because it's scriptures, with those who have not experienced new life in Christ. New life in Christ, amen. And one of the reasons is because God has commanded us to do so, right? And didn't God command us to do so? Amen. And I got scripture to back it up. Go with me to the book of Acts, chapter 1. Go with me to the book of Acts. Amen. Glory to God. I'll stop that. I'll back it up with the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Acts. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 1. And we're going to go right to verse 8. Amen. I'm going to start at verse 7. Amen. Glory to God. And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. That is his command. It ain't all business how, what, and when, but we should be prepared. So when the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we ready. We ready. Amen? Because, listen, that's the Bible. And because, here's another scripture. Because it demonstrates our love for God. If we truly love him, what? We will keep his commandments. Let's go with me to the book of John. Hallelujah. Go with me to the book of John. I just want to keep it biblical. Amen. 14, chapter 14, verse 15. Hallelujah. I'm not going to rush it. Like I said, we might have to finish some of this next week. But I whatever God say, that's what I shall do. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to understand, demonstrates our love for God, and if we truly love him, we will keep his commandments, right? Amen. So John 14, 15 says what? If you love me, keep my commandments. Plain and simple. If you love me, keep my commandments. So that is into our own personal relationship with Christ. I can't say you don't love the Lord. I can't say how much you love the Lord. I can't say you do or you don't. That's between you and God. But the Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And whatever his commandments is in our everyday life and our personal lives with him, those are the things we must keep. Yeah, we know thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not covet another man's wife. We know that. I'm talking about the commandments that God has given us individually on an everyday walk. You know, I asked God today, I say, I don't know how many commandments there is, but if you command me to do whatever you command me to do, how I know what to do if I don't hear from you? So that was my way of saying, Lord, I need to hear from you to get your commands and your commandments for each day of my life. See, every minute of the day, I need to be in a place. Yeah, I can laugh and joke and hug my wife and play with my wife and be with my wife, but there's a hearing ear of mine. When I hear God, that ear stays open. We need to keep that airway there open, that spiritual ear. You better keep that thing open. If you know God's voice, however he speaks to you, and he's saying something, whatever's going on around you, stop it and listen. Because that spiritual airwave is how that commandment for that moment or that instruction, whatever it may be, That's how it's going to come to you. If it's a feeling in your stomach, if it's heat on your body, however God talks to you, listen and obey his commandments. Amen. Why? We're talking about why we should share the faith. Because this is God's chosen method. Now listen, he could easily use his angels, right? But he only uses redeemed sinners to tell lost sinners about Christ. Now listen, it said redeemed sinners, lost sinners. So don't think we're no better. Redeemed, you know. I wrote it down, Lord, forgive me, because I didn't want to get into a whole lot of depth and deep dictionary words. Redeemed. You know, like when you go to the store and you buy something and it's not fixed, you can take it back and you redeem what you paid for it. I wish I would have kept it here so I could read it, but I was too busy, and I'm thoughtful for that because I was too busy trying to do other things. But you believe me that God, I'm saying this to say, don't think because we're saved that our sins is better than the sinner who don't know Christ. The only difference between ours is we got the blood of the Lamb. We're covered. We're saved. We're walking with Christ. We know Christ, and we have that understanding that we fall short daily. They don't have that understanding. So because we're redeemed by the blood, we got to go get that individual, bring them out of their sin so they'll know now they can't directly do it. You know, there's some sins we just do. And there's sometimes, you know, you get angry, sin. You know, you think some thoughts, sinful thoughts that ain't got nothing to do with Christ. You know, so we're just redeemed by the blood. Amen. We got to walk by faith. We got to fear the living God. We got to learn to forgive ourselves. We got to learn to forgive others. We have to believe in the Holy Power. We got to believe in the Holy Spirit. We got to believe in healing power. We got to pray. We got to fast. We got to be thankful for his grace and his mercy. We got to be thankful for salvation. We got to be thankful for his blood. These are some of the things that those who are committed, we have to be there. Listen, okay. I'm talking. Let's go to 1 Timothy. Let's do that. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 1. Let's do that. Timothy chapter 1. Hallelujah. Chapter 1. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 15. Well, I got to give me some glasses. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. He came in to save the sinners. Amen? To save the sinners. All right, let's go to Romans 10:14. It says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? We got to get that word up. We still got to get up on Sunday. You still have to go live. You go viral. You go with all them other Zoom dooms, with all these other things they got going on. We still have to get up, MCI Ministry, Sunday mornings, Apostle Carol McNeil gives up and gives the word. How can they hear? How can they know without a preacher? We still are on assignment. We're still on assignment. We still have to do the work in the midst of an epidemic. We still have to do the work because this is God's chosen method. He could use angels, but he uses us. He only uses redeemed sinners, those of us who just ain't doing it no more, to tell lost sinners about Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, let's thank you, Jesus. We have to remember, because God desires to save all people. And if you don't believe me, go with me to the book of 1 Timothy again, chapter 2 and verse 4. All sinners. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? So I need to go to verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in his sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, which is coming to the knowledge of Christ. Amen. All. He desires all. And we spoke about it. He desires all to be saved. Amen. All to be saved. Go with me back to the book of Acts. I'm just going to keep on because I don't want to run out of time, and I don't want to rush you, but I sure enough don't want to cheat you out of God's information. Amen. The book of Acts, chapter 4. Yes, Lord. And like I said, whatever we don't get done, if God wants me to continue next week, we shall have not. Glory to his name anyway. Chapter 4, verse 12. And I like to start at verse 10. Amen. Let it be known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by the builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. It has become the chief cornerstone. Amen. Listen. Jesus of Nazareth, whom was crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole. I'm that man standing before you whole because of Christ Jesus. You're that man standing here whole because of Christ Jesus. And there's a whole lot of other people that are not standing whole because we have not introduced them to the one and only true Christ, the one and only true God. And we have to get out there as disciples and get it done. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Go with me to 2 Peter 3 and 9. Amen. I know it sounds like I'm rushing, but I don't want to leave us without, because I believe this. Even though everything we might already have, something else that we might miss might be the thing that someone needs to hear. Because a lot of times I'm learning that we say, well, I gave them enough information. No, that's not your call. What did God tell you to give the people? Amen. And that's why we sometimes fail to give the people what God said, give them. Amen. Because we think we didn't read all these scriptures, but God has that one scripture that he's waiting for you to give them. And because you think you done enough, now the people don't get the information. Amen? 2 Peter chapter 3, and we're going to go to verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He don't want nobody perishing. He don't want nobody perishing. Amen. He wants us all to be saved. He wants us all to be saved. He wants us all praising him forever and ever in the kingdom of God. He wants us all in heaven. He wants every family member. I don't care if they were junkies. I don't care if they were prostitutes. I don't care if they were thieves, murderers, lies. I don't care what they were. God wants us all to be saved. Amen? Because faith grows best when each generation continuously strives to pass it on to the next. We have to pass on what we know to our grandchildren, to our children, like our grandmothers and uncles and fathers passed on the wisdom and the knowledge of Christ onto us. We have to pass it on. And if you don't have immediate family members, you have cousins, you have neighbors, you have friends, you have spiritual daughters and sons, you have spiritual brothers and sisters, we have to pass the information on. Amen? Because in verse 20, it says, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus is the true Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Go with me to the book of Hebrews. Yes, I'm going to try to finish this. I got a few. I got some favor. I got some favor with the Lord on tonight. The book of Hebrews. Yes. Oh, I found it. The book of Hebrews. Yes, I found it. Yes, the first chapter. Yes, and go down to verse 23. Amen. Make sure I got the right one. Hebrews. Let me make sure I got the right one. Hebrews 13, 5 through 6. Okay. Make sure I got the right one. Yes, yes, yes. We're making good time. We got 4 minutes. Praise God. Hebrews 13, 5 through 6. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Oh, Lord, what can man do to me? He, the Lord, the one and only Christ Jesus, is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Whew. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So he's telling you, because you know this now, that God will never leave you nor forsake you. You can boldly say, no matter what they say about you, no matter how many lies they tell you, no matter what they try to take from you, no matter how many cars they take, no matter how much they say you owe, no matter what your credit may look like, no matter what's going on in your life, they can't do anything to you. You're still covered by the blood. You're still loved by the Most High God. You still have favor, grace, mercy, unconditional. We got to get back to doing God's work. We got to get back to doing God's work. We got to get back to doing God's work. My brothers, my sisters, listen. Listen. We got to get back to doing God's work. God loves us. He's proven it time and time again, not only to me, but I know it's a lot of people out there that he is proving it, that he is proving it, that he is proving it. I will never leave you nor forsake you. This quotation is one of the emphatic statements in the New Testament. In Greek, it contains two double negatives, similar to saying in English, I will never, ever, ever forsake you. But Jesus uses the same technique, the certainty of eternal life for believers. And if you don't believe me, go to the book of John on your own time, chapter 10, verse 28. Hallelujah. I might got time to do it myself with you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John chapter 10, verse 28. Yes, God. Hallelujah. I don't want them to shut off in our ear. I don't want them to, that we'll miss anything. Amen. Because the devil is a liar and we're on assignment. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hands. Book of John, chapter 10, verse 28. Go with me to 25. It says, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice and know them, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. We are highly favored, y'all. There's nothing the enemy can do to us. Oh, glory to God. I don't have time to preach just like I want to preach it this evening because something is stirring up in me. Listen, that just gave me so much encouragement to push. That gave me so much encouragement. And I say push. Push doubt out my life. Push fear out my life. Push lack out my life. It gave me the desire to push toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm running out of time, but please, please, please let that word marinate in your spirit on this evening. We have a work to do, man of God. We have a work to do, woman of God. We have a work to do, child of God. There are people out there suffering and dying because we're not getting up obeying the commandments. We are not getting up pushing toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, to get the work done. We have to seek him to obey, to obey, to obey, to bring the darkness to the light. Amen. If you can still hear me, Father God, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for your word, and I hope it falls on fertile ground on this evening. I hope you touch the hearts of all of us, God, not only us here in America, but us throughout the world, Germany, Africa, Paris, England, wherever we may be, we all need you, God. So, Father, allow your presence, your grace, your mercy to fall upon us, Father. Knock on each door and blow in our house, God. Knock on the door and remind us that you are still God all by yourself. Knock on the door and blow healing where healing is needed. Knock on the door and give resources to those who need resources, God. Knock on the door and just snatch gravity in you, God. Holy Ghost, we need you. We need you down here as much as we ever need you. We need you to engulf in us your word, your power, your understanding. We thank you, God. We love you. And until next time we meet at your Fix It Six, I have been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. And Lord, I thank you and I love you. And this is in Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen.